Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates May 15th, 1959. We've got Cowboy Copas and Carl Butler, and let's see if you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Country music capital of the world, Grand Ole Opry, brought to you by Pet Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pies. Now, here's the star of this week's show, Cowboy Copas.
You don't have to be a baby.
To be a baby to cry, but it helps. By our star and master of ceremonies, Cowboy Copas. Cope, welcome to the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry, weren't you, Copas?
Raised on Pet Evaporated Milk.
And
but now I'm mighty partial to that new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk.
Your greatest bargain in the good things of milk.
And I really go for those Pet Ritz frozen pies.
The real fruit country pies, Copas. The real fruit country pies. But this is enough of this kind of talk.
Hold it, T. Tommy. Hold it, buddy. That's right. Our sponsor you're talking about.
Oh, I know that. But let's talk about our show. And we have got a race. Besides you, Cope, we got that handsome quartet, the Jordanaires.
Yeah.
Then we got Marvin Hughes and his king-sized piano.
Yeah.
And as our guest... As our guest,
yeah,
we got that tall, good-looking, sweet-singing, talented, intelligent Carl Butler.
Yes.
For a minute there, I thought I was talking about my own little sweet self.
Yeah, till you came to that part about being tall, good-looking, talented, and intelligent. Then you knew you wasn't talking about you.
Now, hold on. I ain't so bad. My mama loves me.
Yeah.
And all the folks out there in the audience, they love me, too. Don't you? Don't you love me? You better say yeah, or out you go. And I'll tell you something else, Copas. All the listeners love me, and do you know why?
No, why?
Well, because I'm going to tell them how somebody can become famous and maybe get his or her feet set right smack dab on the road to fame and fortune. It's a fact, neighbors. The big second annual Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest is on now. And somebody, listen to old T right now, is going to win himself or herself a genuine recording contract and a run of six, count 'em, six performances on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. And six people are going to win free trips to Nashville for three of the most memorable days in their lives and a chance to compete in the finals. No products to buy, no box tops to tear off. Just go to the Pet Milk display in your own local grocery or food store and pick up the contest details and the free entry blank. All kidding aside, neighbors, this is one of the biggest opportunities in the world for you to become a star of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. Sure, you have to have talent, and sure, the competition will be tough. But come June, someone of you, and I repeat, someone of you will wind up with an actual recording contract with one of America's leading recording companies and 6 weeks of appearances at regular guest stars' pay on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. It's the chance of a lifetime for you to become world famous like so many of the stars of the Grand Ole Opry. I'll talk to you later on in the show about this. Right now, it's time for some music. And here are our Grand Ole Opry favorites, the Jordanaires, with an old-timey spiritual, There's a Leak in This Building.
Well, there's a leak in this old building. Well, there's a leak in this old home. There's a leak in this old building. I've got to find me a better home. Well, I'm gonna move from this old building. Well, I'm gonna move from this old home. Yes, I'm gonna move from this old building. I've got to find me a better home. Well, there's a leak in this old building. There's a leak in this old home. Well, there's a leak in this old building. I'm gonna find me a better home. When I met my Savior, I met him with a smile. He healed my broken spirit, and he made my life worthwhile. Gonna move from this old building. Well, I'm gonna move.
I'm gonna move
from this old home.
I'm gonna move.
I'm gonna move.
I'm gonna move
from this old home.
I'm gonna move.
I'm gonna
find me a better home. Well, there's a leak. Oh, yes, in this old building.
Thanks a lot. Hey, T. Tommy?
Yeah, Cope, what is it?
When you were a kid, were you as talkative as you are now, buddy?
Was I as talkative when I was a kid as I am now, Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I was always saying?
No, what?
Hey, Mom, what's for dessert? Is that a familiar cry? Yes, dessert is a favorite part of mealtime and calls for something special, like one of the delicious desserts among the Mary Lee Taylor recipes featured on every can of Pet's evaporated milk. There's lemon chiffon pie, pineapple delight, chocolate icebox pie, frozen lemon pudding, fudge mallow ice cream. Mmm. Each one is extra rich and flavorful because you use Pet milk. And each is easy to make because Pet is so blendable. It mixes smooth and quick with other cooking ingredients. Now, you'll find other fail-proof Mary Lee Taylor recipes, too, for main dishes, soups, gravies, and candies. All double delicious, made with double-rich Pet, handiest milk you can get. Try one soon. They're on the label of every tall and small can of Pet's evaporated milk.
And now here's Tommy Vaden and all the boys with a little fast music. Ragtime Annie. Thanks a lot, Tommy. That brings us right smack dab down to guest time on the show. So let's get our guest out here and make him real welcome, Carl Butler. Yes. Carl, welcome to the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Culpus. We're right proud to be here. And you know something? You remember a while ago when T. Tommy gave me that big introduction about being tall and handsome and talented and all that, and then he didn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I got news for him.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Oh, you're just modest, Carl. And you're talented, too, buddy. And just to prove it, how about singing us that new Columbia record of yours, Oh, How I Miss You. Take your place. I say, oh, how I miss you since you went away. Oh, how I miss you, sung by Carl Butler, written by Pete Castle, the blind minstrel. Thank you, Carl. Thanks a lot. Now, T, tell me, how about telling the folks a little more about the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest?
No, not right now, Copas. A little later on.
Well, how about a few words about New Pet Instant?
Nope, not even that.
Well, we got to do something. What you got in mind,
buddy? A song by you, Copas. One of those good old rockin' spirituals you do so well.
I'll make a little deal with you, T. Tommy. I'll sing one if the audience will help out. You folks out there have heard this song, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil. You probably know the song, so on the second chorus, I'd like for everyone to do a lot of hand clapping and shouting when T. Tommy gives the signal on the second chorus. So, boys, if you're all ready, let's do Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
With Don't Shake Hands with the Devil. And a great job it was too, Copas. You sound good when you sing a song.
Well, you sound awful good when you talk about cooking with pet evaporated milk, T. Tommy.
Why, it just comes natural, Copas. I love to tell the ladies about cooking with double rich pets, because I love to eat pet milk cooking. Creamy casseroles, smooth sauces and gravies, rich desserts.
And how about pet and coffee? Now, that's what I call a real cup of coffee, smooth and satisfying.
Yeah, and ladies, Pet adds creamy richness and flavor to all your cooking like no other form of milk can. Because Pet is twice as rich, and Pet has a special blending quality, which means it mixes in quick and easy with other cooking ingredients.
Well, I don't know all the details like you do, Tommy, but I do know that pet milk cooking tastes mighty good.
Try it, ladies. Start cooking with Double Rich Pet. Handiest milk you can get.
And now here's just about the handiest musician a man can have around. He's Little Roy Wiggins, and he's all set to play Roadside Rag.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. Thanks a lot. That was real great.
It sure was, Copas. Wouldn't it be a big surprise if we uncovered another steel guitar player as good as Roy among the entrants on the Pettville Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And just think what it would mean to that piece of talent.
Yeah, a recording contract of his or her very own. 6 weeks guaranteed performance on the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry at regular guest star pay. But more than that, a chance for recognition. A chance to be a part of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. I tell you, neighbors, the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest is one of the greatest chances ever to come your way. If you have talent of the Grand Ole Opry sort, please... please enter this contest. Preliminary contests are being held in your own area right now under the supervision of your own local Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry radio station. The efforts of the winners of all these local contests will be recorded and sent in here to WSM, where the six best will be selected. These six local winners will be brought to Nashville, all expenses paid, for the final judging, and for three of the greatest days they ever spent in their lives. Luncheons, dinners, dances, parties, a day out at the old Hickory Lakeside home of Roy Acuff as the personal guest of Mr. Country Music himself. An evening at the Grand Ole Opry, and of course the actual finals of the contest itself. I know you won't want to miss out on this. So, if you have Grand Ole Opry talent abilities and haven't entered the contest, don't wait another cotton-picking minute. You'll find entry blanks and full details at the big Pet Milk display in your local grocery or food store. Or, if you prefer, check with your own local Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry radio station. But neighbors, take old T's advice. Time is a wasting. So, hurry! Ain't that right, Copas?
You bet your boots, T-Tommy. I'd love to see all of our friends here this June when the big doings take place. But now it's time for some doings on the part of the Jordanaires. So here they are with a new one, Light of Love.
I'm gonna open up all of my doors. I'm gonna open up.
Thank you. And while you boys are so handy, stand by and help old T. Tommy with these few words about a mighty sweet subject.
Remember this old song? It asks an important question about all you ladies.
Can she bake a cherry pie, Billy boy, Billy boy? Can she bake a cherry pie, charming Billy?
Well, the answer is yes, if she knows about Pet Ritz frozen cherry pie. The perfect cherry pie, overflowing with juicy ripe cherries in a tender, butter flaky crust. That's a fruit country pie, a Pet Ritz pie. Why don't you bake one soon? Pet Ritz, frozen cherry pie.
Do that, neighbors. And now, It's Carl Butler time again. So here he is, friends, this time to sing one of his own great songs that he recorded for Columbia, I Like to Pretend. Carl Butler!
I like to pretend that you're more than a friend, that heartaches to me are unknown. While making believe that you'd never deceive, I live in a world of my own, pretending I'm happy with you by my side. I like to believe that it's true, but I'm living a lie each time I deny that you don't feel the way that I do. I like to pretend that a dream has no end, and someday I'll know happiness. All the castles I build with dreams will be filled, though they're nothing but dreams, I confess. Someday I may find someone who will try to make all my sweet dreams come true. And if I should meet somebody so sweet, I'd like to pretend that it's you.
Carl Butler, and I like to pretend. Thank you, Carl, and thanks for being our guest. Hey, T. Tommy, you look as happy as a kid out of school. How come,
well,
buddy?
Well, Cope, it's spring, and I feel mighty good. Full of that old get up and go. But all kidding aside, it won't be long till the kids will be out of school. And then such running and jumping and playing you've never seen. They're going to need lots of milk for revitalizing energy. Lots of New Pet Instant. You know, in New Pet Instant, something really great has been done with fresh, wholesome Dairyland milk. The pet folks have removed the high-calorie fat in the water, leaving sparkling crystals of real milk nourishment. When you put the water back, you get delicious, refreshing, non-fat milk with all of whole milk's protein, calcium, and B vitamins. Just what those kids need to help keep them active and on the go. Better get the big 12-quart family size of New Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk at your grocer's right away. New Pet Instant. Your biggest bargain in the good things of milk. Now, Copas, the clock on the wall is getting right up there towards the mark, so what do you say to one last big song from you?
All right, Tommy.
Neighbors, Cowboy Copas himself with his own big dot record, A World That's Real.
You fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted, dear. Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights, I'll be the same true love that waits patiently.
had your way. This is all my lonely heart can say. Come back into a world that's real. You never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waiting patiently. Nice having you here with us at the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when Flat and Scruggs will be starring. They'll have Margie Bowles, last year's winner of the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, on as their guest. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks. And don't forget those good Pet Milk Company products the next time you're at the store. So long, neighbors!
And this is that old country boy, T. Tommy, reminding you that this session of the Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by the Pet Milk Company, makers of Pet Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pie. Try some, won't you? And listen next week for the tops in country music and entertainment on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.